what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and patriots all over this great country and all over the globe. So today's topic, well, semi-topic, because I want to go into this, but I actually had a debate earlier today with a panel of lefties where I actually baited them to make them think that I was for gun control. And I wanted to get an inside, like, scoop into what's in their brains, like, when they think of gun control. This is my personal stance on it. Listen, a person kills another person. A gun doesn't kill the person. It's the person holding the gun. Just like when you have a drunk driver, just like when you have a person that decides to poison somebody else, it wasn't the poison you blame. It was the person who poisoned that person. That being said, the left continues their attack on our Second Amendment right, which is a right that is protected by the Constitution of the United States and should not be infringed upon. That's a very important word, infringe. And it's interesting enough that they continue to push this whole battle against ARs and automatic rifles, and when they don't realize the majority of killings that occur in this country happen with handguns. Statistically, it's there. It's math. I mean, the math is there. The stats are there. Most crimes are committed with handguns. So what would be the point of controlling people from having assault rifles, law-abiding citizens, people that do not break the law, people that follow the law, are paying the consequences for some bad apples that decided to break the law and use a gun when they did so? It's very interesting. I mean, the left has been trying to do this for quite some time. This is nothing new. This shouldn't surprise anyone in this country. The left has pledged a war on our Second Amendment rights. And believe me, it is a war. And if they win it, we will lose. They will disarm us. They will keep us under their control. And I'm not trying to exaggerate. This is a fact. This is the reason why our founding fathers created the Second Amendment. They were smart enough to know that a government can try to take over their people, and that the people have the right to fight back. Interesting enough, so the argument went on. I mean, I'm going to do a special on this tomorrow, but the argument went on that, and my point when I kept arguing with them, I go, okay, you guys can do as many evaluations. You guys can do as many, you guys can try to figure people out and figure out what went wrong. Problem is, nobody can read what's inside someone's brain. And a person that owns a bunch of guns could be a law-abiding citizen his entire life until that moment that he snaps. Then he's no longer a law-abiding citizen. He commits an act out of rage, out of anger, out of stress, out of pure insanity. No one knows. But the bottom line is, you can't read people's minds. If the left and the government were so good at doing their jobs, then why couldn't they see the Orlando shooter that shot up the homosexual club that was on the FBI's radar, and they still didn't stop him? That could have been prevented. But again, it's easier to blame the guns than blame the people that are using guns. So, I mean, I just thought that was a pretty good hot take. So, interesting enough, I do not see this country uniting anytime soon. I thought that maybe at some point, And people keep asking me, what is it? What is it? Why can't we just unite? Why can't we just... We can't unite because the left... And I'm not just trying to say the left, because the right does the same exact thing. But when you have the left on a constant attack, consistently on the right, how is the right supposed to ever get along with the left when the left won't even engage in a conversation with context in it? They lie. We saw this with what they did recently with DeSantis. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll do whatever it takes for them to come on top. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it's been. And I mean, I try to avoid, but since I do a podcast, I have no other choice but to sometimes hear and watch CNN, mainstream media, because I got to see what's on the other side and what they're thinking. You know, of course, they're all praising Joe Biden. They think Joe Biden's doing a phenomenal job. Andrew Cuomo was bragging about his executive order, which pretty much does nothing, really, in the big picture of things. The executive order he's signing is pretty much bullshit. It's just, I mean, the left isn't even happy with it because they feel it's really insignificant. But again, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of where they want to get to. And that is the problem. And Joe Biden, as I showed you in audio yesterday, said he was never going to take our guns. Apparently, he lied once again. Should this surprise us from Joe Biden? Not really. He's made a career out of lying. That's what he's done his entire life. He's literally created his entire career on a lie. And he's just your standard politician. Plain and simple. No other way of looking at it. But furthermore, he is a corrupt politician, which most of them are. But he takes it to a whole new level. A whole new level. It's pretty disappointing. I mean, his son is a clown. His son is a clown. And we've obviously all seen why. I mean, the man now does not recall. He's saying that it possibly could be his laptop. He's made his dad look like a complete ass, which is hard to do because Joe Biden already does such a splendid job on his own. But nevertheless, the Biden crime family continues to reign and continues to move forward on the path of destruction. Now, something I did find interesting is, and I want you to listen to this because this is so ironic and so funny how the man that gets paid so much money to know so much about this COVID-19 virus, listen to what he has to say about Texas, the great state of Texas.
Particularly talking some baseball. I want to say that I got my first shot of the vaccine yesterday. I feel great. Mild soreness in my arm, but it feels good. I'll go back in 4 weeks for my second dose. And my wife and I, who went together yesterday up in Suffern, New York, felt nothing but gratitude for the doctors and the scientists and the public health officials like yourself who brought us to this day. So I know I speak for a lot of people in this country when I say that. With that said, you mentioned Texas and that full ballpark in Arlington yesterday. There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said, it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay, because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You just have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great. But there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded, you can see a delay and then all of a sudden tick right back up. We've been fooled before by situations where people begin to open up, nothing happens.
Have we?
And then all of a sudden, several weeks later, things start exploding on you. So we got to be careful. We don't prematurely judge that.
Second, I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics.
No, it's not.
Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
Okay.
And businesses require masks as well.
Now they're telling what to do with businesses as well. Huh?
Precisely what got us in this mess in the first place. Risk more cases and more deaths. Look, as I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well.
The bottom line is that these people want to continue to extend this as long as humanly possible. Their goal is hopefully to stretch this to all the way to the 2022 elections, apparently, so they can try to cheat their way through the election again. This is a fucking joke. It's obvious. It is obvious. It is quite obvious that they are continuing to push this narrative of COVID-19. It's not going to stop, guys. Just disregard it and ignore it. And let the left make a fool out of themselves. Because at the end of the day, I don't think we have much of a fucking choice at this matter. I wanted to share something that I found to be pretty interesting. That I found myself, which is a QAnon conspiracy. Yes, a QAnon conspiracy. And apparently this is coming from somebody who's a specialist. Saying that everything that we know is a lie. Kind of sounds a lot like Dr. Q. But listen to this. This is a little, Dr. Q's super extreme, but let's listen to this for a second.
That is told that every book in the libraries, every book in the colleges, every book in the universities, every book on this planet is misinformation. It's misinformation. So, which is initiated by the Draco reptilians as far back as 6,000 years ago.
Everything we learn in the establishment-controlled education systems is specifically designed to program our minds away from the truth. Physics is wrong. Medicine is wrong. History is wrong. Everything we are taught in textbooks is mainly wrong. And this is done purposely.
Now you tell me, how in the fuck does that make any sense, guys? This is what QAnon says. This is where he's getting his information. I dug deep, but I found it. This is the type of videos that he watches that actually convinces him to think that history books are wrong. Unfortunately, we actually have evidence and we found things throughout history that makes those historical moments true, like the Roman Empire, for example. Any history books that were written on the Roman Empire, we have proof, evidence. We have things that we have found in Egypt. We have things. It is ridiculous to think that everything that we've ever read, every history book that's out there is fake. So Abraham Lincoln never abolished slavery, apparently, because it's in the history books. So I guess magically people were just slaves and then they magically stopped it. The experiences that these people had never really happened. And we've all been duped somehow by this so-called Drake, whatever reptilian race that Q believes in. Guys, I'm just trying to keep you well aware. This QAnon conspiracy stuff is nothing more than complete and utter bullshit. And I'm so like tired of it that to a certain point, I haven't even brought Q to the show because it's already ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how much more of this I can actually take. I'm tired of people trying to misguide Americans, specifically Republicans, to think that something big is coming. You're right. Something big is coming. We're going to take back the House and the Senate come 2022. Nothing's just going to magically happen. Trump didn't have a plan. Trump was cheated out of his presidency. And that's as simple as it is. That's it. We know it. Everyone else knows it. The Democrats know it. Most Americans know it. Anybody with common sense knows this was a rigged election. And everyone feels it in their gut that there was something off about this election. And that's it. Now, we just got to be ready for 2022. And we've got to be ready for 2024. Where hopefully our great President Trump will go ahead and run for president again. I do hope we have a second term from our great president, because he was a phenomenal president. They'll try to take his accomplishments away. They will continue to try to say that. I mean, today, literally, one person told me he didn't do prison reform. I mean, and when he did the biggest reform that's been done in the last like 3 decades, but apparently he did nothing. They forget that the man that's in office right now actually supported a crime bill that put more African Americans in prison than Reagan's bill. So interesting enough, and that's our president of the United States. So, I mean, look, don't believe what you're hearing. Just as everyone has been saying, as I've been preaching, I guess, just for 1 second, just try to live your life, try to enjoy your life. Don't get so intense, on politics, because at the end of the day, there's only so much we can do. This will frustrate us. This will get us angry. This will get us to dislike each other, dislike our families. This will divide us, like Charles Barkley said. It will make us hate blacks. It will make us hate whites. It will make us enemies of one another. And at the end of the day, the politicians will continue to promote this. Now, I want you to hear how stupid everything that's going on in this country, things that you wouldn't imagine happening in this country. But apparently, these are things that can happen. You know, this is now the way the left works. These are the threats America's getting. And this is what we're headed towards. I just want you to, and this is in reference to the death of George Floyd, which some of the evidence right now is starting to pop out. Some of the stuff that we thought we knew really wasn't as factual as the mainstream media was making it out to look like.
If George Floyd's murderer is not sentenced, just know that all hell is gonna break loose. Don't be surprised when buildings are on fire. Just saying.
Okay, so threat is what's happening. So
and they didn't give it to them. So they were freed with no education, no land. They put them in low income areas, then planted drugs in those areas to keep them oppressed. They need to go into these areas, build HEBs, Whole Foods. They need healthy food options. Why is there McDonald's on every corner? All plantations need to be memorials. I don't know why people are having weddings or parties on plantations. That's sick. I don't even know why that's legal. That's weird. And it shows how much America does not respect black people once again, because Why does that feel okay for you to have a wedding venue business on a plantation where thousands of slaves died? Doesn't make sense. I also want to add in the fact that they need to take down all statues that contributed to slavery. People that were pro-slavery, why are their statues still up?
That would be every statue in U.S. history.
Can someone tell me? Because I don't know. There needs to be better education on slavery in schools, period. I didn't notice how much they don't teach us until I started my slavery series, and y'all didn't know that they ate slaves, that they experimented on them alive, that they fed them to alligators. Like, we're really not taught any of that. Slavery is the reason why the US was put into a position as one of the leading economies in the world. Slavery. And they did not get anything, not a cent, not a piece of land, not a book, not an education, nothing. So yes, the least they could do is not give us taxes.
This, by far, ladies and gentlemen, is a fucking joke. By all accounts, it's a fucking joke. Does she forget all the white men that died to free those slaves, to abolish slavery? So we destroy those statues that represent how far we've come. And remember, let's take it back to where slavery started. It did not start in the United States of America. It started way before that. The Triangle Trade, where Africans were actually selling slaves to the Spanish and to a bunch of European countries prior to the United States bringing slaves over here. It was a common thing. I know it's sad to say, and I know that it shouldn't be common, but it is what it is. And this girl is stupid because I was in high school and I learned a lot about slavery. They taught us great things about slavery, and they taught us how much the African-American community overwhelmingly evolved as a community and went and were able to accomplish such great things, such as, a lot of people don't know this, we have ACs and refrigerators thanks to African-Americans. An African-American actually invented the AC unit as well as the refrigerator. But again, she only talks about the negatives. Because people love free shit. People love, and the left has loved to make the African-American community feel like victims. They are not victims. There's a McDonald's in every corner, everywhere you fucking go in the United States. It's not just in black communities. That is so stupid and ridiculous. And for people to make threats like buildings will burn, apparently, they are forgetting what percentage they are of the American population. They are 13% of the American population. Now, I am sorry. I am Hispanic. I am a minority. I will not stand and watch this country burn because people are upset or their feelings are hurt. My family were actual slaves in Cuba. Yes, there was white slaves. Oh my God, there was Hispanic slaves. There was white colored slaves. Fidel Castro had them working in the sugarcane fields for 4 years. They would get whipped. They would get fed the same food every single day, work all day, not be able to see their families. Yeah, it happens everywhere. It has happened almost everywhere. This is just a ridiculous argument. A continuation of what the left's narrative is, and they've brainwashed the shit. They have brainwashed the shit out of even the African-American community. They've made the African-American community dislike everything that's white. They've made the African-American community divided with white America. So they hate white America. They hate America in general. And guys, I hate to say this, but we're in trouble if we don't stand up for this country. I'm telling you, we are in trouble because this is not going to end anytime soon. They like to blame Donald Trump for this division. As a matter of fact, I had a little conversation with my mother-in-law saying that it's never been like this before. And I was like, yes, it has. You kind of forget the Ronald Reagan era, right? People forget about the Ronald Reagan era where it was quite similar. The hostility was quite similar. And people seem to forget that the BLM movement was created during the time of Obama's administration. This division was already happening prior to Donald Trump taking office, but it's easy for the left to play the blame game. This is what they do. I'm a big fan of Charlie Kirk. I think this guy's got so much to offer, and I want you guys to hear a little bit of what he has to say in reference to some other subject. Again, I try to bring you the most opinionated, solid news I can give you from conservatives where you're not being misled and you're actually hearing from Americans out there. Again, I will be the voice for you guys always and forever. That is my goal on this platform. You can always reach me at Jase, J-S-E, at therepublicannation.com, and I will always voice whatever you want to have voiced. I don't care. I love doing it, no matter how far-fetched it may sound. But listen to what Charlie Kirk had to say. This was interesting. This is in reference to what's happening now with the priests and so forth. So hold on, there's a fucking commercial. Give me 1 second. Damn, these people are always putting damn commercials on everything. Another thing, I mean, and of course, it's a commercial for Black oppressed. Okay, here we go. Why is the volume not working on the? Oh,
miss from a Catholic priest in Buckeye, Arizona. Hey everybody, I am not Catholic, but this video is a can't miss from a Catholic priest in Buckeye, Arizona. Trust me, watch the entire thing through. This guy goes after Joe Biden directly, and it is unbelievable. It is worth the entire video. Take a look.
And on top of that, we've just recently elected a Catholic president, and he is Catholic, he's baptized, he is a member of the family. We've just elected a Catholic president who is diametrically opposed to all of the basic moral principles that are proclaimed by the Roman Catholic Church. Not only abortion and the sanctity of human life, but the sanctity of marriage, and this gender silliness. How in the world did that happen? A Catholic. I'll tell you, if he wasn't Catholic, I probably wouldn't be so upset. He's a member of my family.
I mean, this guy is extremely, he's going in. I mean, this guy's going in because he's making Catholics look bad. He claims to be something he is not. And I admire the fact this priest went as far as doing this.
The most powerful man in the world. And he is absolutely opposed to the basic understandings that God is the author of life. How in the world did this happen? You want an answer? I'll tell you the answer. Because our bishops have been silent for 60 years through bad catechesis and cowardice. They have barely said a thing. A few papers here and there. They speak of, there's things they could do. You say, well, why don't you do something? I'm just a little diocesan priest. I'm a grunt. They're the apostles. They have the voice. I just work for them at their privilege. They can get rid of me tomorrow. How have they allowed this to happen? What is it that they really believe? How poorly have they educated you? Good Lord. Can you imagine if in 2012, Mitt Romney, who was running for president, Mitt Romney, who was a Mormon, a member of the LDS Church, when he was running against President Barack Obama. If he were a cigar-smoking, whiskey-drinking, coffee-drinking Mormon, can you imagine if he had won the presidency? The Mormon church would have gone apoplectic. This is not a representation of us. They just would have said, oh, no. No, don't look at him. He does not represent what we believe. Probably would have excommunicated him. But what do our bishops do? They just let it snow. I apologize if it sounds like I'm yelling at you. I am angry. It's a righteous anger, the same righteous anger that Jesus had when he drove the money changers out of the temple. He didn't hate those people, but he was outraged with a sense of righteous anger. Righteous anger means I'm incensed at what you are doing to someone else, and I am called to protect. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. I have to stand up for this. Jesus had to stand up for his father's dignity, so he wanted a clean house. And I have this righteous anger. I'm just tired of this. Angry to the point where I am tempted to say this. If you are pro-abortion, I am tempted to ask you to leave St. Henry Parish. Leave this parish. Tempted to say that. Because then I think, where would you go? This is not just this parish that teaches this. This is the Catholic Church, the Holy Catholic Church of God that teaches this. What parish would accept your views? Sadly, you would find one. And that is an indictment against the bishops. But God help that parish that would let your ideas foster in their parish. And so instead, I will not ask you to leave. Why? Because this may be your only chance to repent, to change your mind, and to come to know the truth and finally embrace it. So I won't ask you to leave. This is your chance for salvation. You are welcome here. Even if you're pro-abortion, but your ideas are not welcome here, and they will be given no quarter. The same with Joe Biden. He's a Catholic. He's a member of the family. If for some reason he would be in Buckeye on a Sunday, Joe Biden is welcome to come to Mass here. His ideas are not welcome here. And if you ask me a follow-up question, would you give him communion? No. Over my dead body. Not until he repents. He's a public figure. He needs to publicly repent. And we need to pray for his conversion. He is a member of the family. I will ask you this, though, if you're pro-abortion and you choose to stay, don't give us any money. Keep your money. Why? Because I'm an honest priest. And I want you to have some smidgen of integrity. Why in the world would you give money to an organization whose ideas are contrary to what you believe? Don't give money to this parish. Don't give money to any Catholic charity, any Catholic organization. Why would you do such a thing? I hate Planned Parenthood and what they do. I hate the fact that the government funds this private organization to continue evil at my expense as a taxpayer. Oh, I do pay taxes. Can you imagine if I gave money to Planned Parenthood? Why in the world would I do such a thing? So if you're pro-abortion, keep your money. We are within target of perhaps in 5 years completing our parish campus. You see all the it's exploding around us. This is all good for us. We're moving on building a church. And if I'm going to build the church, I'm going to build the greatest Catholic church in the Diocese of Phoenix. I'm not going to just build some place where we can hang out. We have a hole right now. We just hang out here, okay? But what I'm going to build is going to cost $10 million. I'm not kidding you. 10, maybe 12. And it's going to be great. Otherwise, I'm not putting my name on it. You can get any priest to build a box for you. But I'm not going to build it with the money from pro-aborts. I'm going to build it from the money from people of faith who believe in what this church teaches about the most basic principle. Students in Christ, I feel like a university professor of literature who wants to teach you about Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace or Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment or any other great literature. But about half the class doesn't even know how to read or write. How in the world can I teach you about the beauty and the truths that lay hidden within Shakespeare when you can't even read it? I got to go back to kindergarten and first grade to start all over. And it's the same thing with this issue on life. We got to get over this hump, brothers and sisters. Can we please just get this down and just say God's the author of life? We have no right to mess with that life, to play with it, let alone end it, because of some reason under the sun that it just doesn't fit us. Please. We say, I believe in one God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. The Virgin Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't care if you believe that. I don't care if you believe in the Trinity. I don't care if you believe in the resurrection of Christ. If you can't get the basics down, I don't care that you believe in life everlasting.
That, my friends, were some strong words. People are getting tired. Priests are getting tired. Because they're also being targeted and attacked as well. As a matter of fact, they want us to lose faith in the fundamental principles of life. They want us to lose this faith. They want us to lose the faith in God. They want the African American community to continue to have abortions. Margaret Sanger, the creator of, I might be wrong. No. That's not her name. That's somebody else. I'm sorry. I'll find out right now because I'm not going to make a mistake here. I'm not going to get judged. Margaret Sanger. I'm sorry. Okay. So Margaret Sanger, I will remind you guys, she is, she was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. Now, so you guys have an understanding, Planned Parenthood was never about women's rights or women being able to have an abortion. It was literally targeted to exterminate the black community. That is what the entire thing was about. That's why they are located in low income areas. That was the original plan. Margaret Sanger was part of a group called the Women of the Ku Klux Klan. Of course, history won't write that. Of course, that smart African American lady that spoke, the activist that spoke earlier that I showed you guys the audio, she won't talk about that because she only reads the history that makes her look like a victim, right? And doesn't make the left the animals that they really are. And I'm sorry to call that, but I call it how I see it. They're savages. They are hateful. They're revengeful. They hate everything that is America. They hate history. They hate religion. And if you disagree with them, they will cancel you. This is the future of this country unless we do something. If we do not do something about this, we are bound to be canceled at one point or another. It happens all the time. They canceled the president of the United States while he was sitting president. They canceled the president. I'm repeating this again because this is how crazy this is. They canceled the president of the United States, Donald Trump. They banned him from Twitter. A private company banned the president of the United States from being able to have a Twitter account. They tried to silence the president of the United States. And this, my friends, is a problem. Because if they can spy on a sitting president, if they can silence a sitting president, what on earth can they do to us? How small are we in this big picture? What capabilities do they have to silence us? When will they stop silencing us? When will enough be enough? These are all questions we need to ask ourselves every single day. Because every time we see Joe Biden pass an executive order, or we see the left coming up with a new bill that just keeps dividing us and just keeps taking away our fundamental rights, our civil liberties, it's every day we're getting farther and farther and farther from the Constitution and what the founding fathers wanted for every American in this country. We are seeing a crisis happening on the border. Mainstream media makes it look like it's not as bad when we all know it's really bad. Apparently so bad that Joe Biden is planning now on, I kid you not, continuing to do the wall that Donald Trump began. Apparently it's not racist anymore. Only voting IDs are racist. Until they jump, you know, obviously until they jump to the next one. Because it doesn't seem like Georgia's going to budge. Mind you, the hypocrisy is just, it's embarrassing. The left is an embarrassment. The left is an embarrassment to the United States of America, to be honest with you. But it is what it is, and we must deal with it. And we must be vigilant. Like I've said before, we must be strong. We must be tough. We must continue to fight the good fight. We must continue to be outspoken. We must not be silent. If somebody is loud, be louder. Be smarter. Know your facts. Don't react on feelings. React on facts. Keep your cool. Debate people where you make people look stupid. Make people think. Question everything. These are the things that I live by. This is the way I handle myself and carry myself on a daily basis. That being said, tomorrow I will be going into the whole gun control thing. I'm editing and putting together the audio clips because it was an interesting debate. I literally baited the left so well. I agreed with them on every single subject until I finally got to understand what their views on gun rights are. And then, boom, I hit them with a bam, bam, with my true beliefs on gun control. Now, that being said, if you guys would love to be on my show, or if you guys would like to be heard, if you guys want to send me an email and just say what's on your mind, say what you're feeling right now in America, say your political views, say what you think. If you disagree with me, send me an email. I'll read it. I have no issues. I want to be your voice. You can email me at jase@therepublicannation.com. That's jase@therepublicannation.com. If you would like to watch any of our live streams, we have shows playing in the morning, midday, evening, and late night at trn.network. That's trn.network. And if you would like to show some love and support, we do have a store. We do not ask for donations. We simply, and all funds, all proceeds that we get from the merchandise we sell, we reinvest it back onto this platform. You can visit therepublicannation.store. That's therepublicannation.store. Once again, guys, God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.